Zestaw 12. Zadanie 5.
Most stories you hear on the radio or TV can really get you down. I mean, all they tell us about are terrorist attacks, murder, corruption, or disease. But our station is different. Yesterday I was hosting a phone-in program about language use, and I heard a very amusing story. It was about a policeman watching the traffic on a highway. He saw a brown delivery truck go by below the minimum speed limit. The truck belonged to UPS, you know, the company that delivers parcels. And the policeman felt that there was something odd about that truck, but he didn't know exactly what it was. So he followed it, and then suddenly he remembered. On the side of their trucks, UPS paints the slogan, "Synchronizing the World's Commerce." Not brilliant, and certainly not catchy, but the policeman noticed that the word synchronizing was spelt with an I instead of a Y. That made him look at the truck with fresh eyes. He noticed that the license plate had a valid UPS truck number, but it seemed kind of homemade. So he decided to take action. And guess what happened when he was trying to pull the truck over? The driver left the car and ran away. That made the policeman really suspicious. No UPS truck driver would abandon a truck just for being pulled over. In the end, it turned out that the truck was fake, and instead of parcels, it was filled with almost a ton of drugs. The driver hasn't been found yet. What makes the story so wonderful is that the policeman noticed the incorrect spelling of synchronizing first. If you were producing a fake truck, shouldn't you check your spelling as well? That's an important lesson for everybody. Maybe all those people who say you don't need to learn grammar or spelling because the computer will do it for you are not right after all.